Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Everybody, good evening in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And welcome to Intimate Moments, the marriage counseling show, where we make sure that you work on your marriage, you build your marriage. Thank you so much for joining us. We are here on Radio Pulpit every Fridays from 10 till 12, working on that marriage, asking God to show us ways, to give us ways on how to work our marriages, to help us do an introspection and see how can we improve and work on this marriage. Marriage is supposed to be enjoyed, not endured. So it's up to you how you are living in your marriage, how you feel, how you are happy. It's always up to you. Work on yourself. If you work on yourself, you'll be able to work on your marriage. This is Intimate Moments with me, Amanda Makabuka. Please invite your friends, your family. Go on those WhatsApp groups and say, go to channel 882 on your DSTV, or you can even stream live to radiopulpit.co.za. There's going to be so much that we're going to be talking about tonight on our show. Please stay tuned. Let us quickly go to a song. You know, every week we have topics that we'll discuss, we'll teach one another, we'll learn from one another. And tonight, I don't have a guest. It's just going to be me and you, but I promise you, there's a lot that you're going to learn on tonight's show, Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit. Let us quickly go to a show, a break. We'll be coming back just now.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Oh yes, this is Intimate Moments, the space where we slow down, reflect and breathe love back into our marriages, into our families. I'm your host, Amanda Makabuka. And tonight we are talking about something that is very important. We know every couple goes through seasons in life. There are happy times, there are sad times, there are crying times, there are celebrating times. But now we're talking about the season where we feel distance with one another. Have you ever looked at your partner and thought, we're together, but hey, we are not connected, man. There's something missing between us. It's not like when we first met. It's not like 2 years ago. It's not like a year ago. The same home, the same routine, the same how your heart is, the same rhythm, but things are just different. There's no connection. I know there's a lot in life where we grow. There's children. There's work. There's businesses. There's church. There's everything. So if we do not focus, we lose focus on one another. We can end up being distant to one another. It's not that love is gone. It's just life has gotten louder. Responsibilities. Before we know it, the laughter fades. The community. Communication fades and the silence becomes heavy. But tonight we are unpacking that distance, where it comes from, what it's trying to tell us, and how to find your way back to one another. Because the truth is, love doesn't just end, it drifts when it's not being nurtured. So we have to nurture love. We have to nurture this intimacy. We have to nurture our relationships with our spouses. And with patience, grace, and intention, you can bring it home again. It just needs your intention. Be intentional about your relationship. Be intentional about your love with your partner. Make sure that all these responsibilities doesn't separate you guys. Indeed, God has given us these things, but we have to make sure that we balance life. And where do we get that from? If you are able to get into your prayer closet, God will be able to make you to balance life. Uthixo has given us these things. I will say that again. It's up to us again to work on these things that God has given us. Make sure that they do not kill what is important. They do not kill our marriages. They do not kill our connection. They do not kill that emotional relation between you and your partner. So tonight we are talking about here on Intimate Moments. I remember I had a guest, I think 3 weeks ago. We were talking about something else, but we got into this. How life can just give space between you and your partner. What I've said about prayer, we did mention that all these things we have been given by God. Therefore, if you have prayed about what you are having now, this thing that you are crying out for and saying, Lord, it's difficult to handle them. Lord, I cannot balance. Lord, the load is heavy. Go to your prayer closet. If you are a married woman, if you are a married man, make sure that you are always in your prayer closet praying about your marriage. God will give you ways on how you work on your marriage. God will give you ways on how you build that relationship. You build everything that you read on this box and the word. God will just bring, make you able and just open your capacity, because God is able. So tonight we are talking about closing that gap. There's that distance. Believe me, a lot of couples have separated because of small things, not having time with one another, not being connected. They drifted and drifted and drifted. Before they know it, it was over. And now when they look back, they're like, oh my God, we could have worked on this. That's why we're always encouraging couples not to sit in their corner, to always go out, man, build that community of married people. Talk to marriage counselors, talk to relationship coaches, go to those marriage seminars so that you are here, you're able to learn from the others and know that whatever you are going through, yes, there will be those times where you feel that we are not connected. That doesn't mean that your marriage is over. But if you go out there and listen to other couples who have been married longer before you guys, you'll be able to see that it's not only you guys who are going through these things. Other people go through them, but it's a matter of finding a way back to one another. It's a matter of building again that connection, that intimacy. You can be able to do that. Build that community. Let us quickly go to another ad break. We are coming back with more on how exactly we will give you how to connect again, how to build that relationship again, how to work on this journey again here on Intimate Moment.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
You are listening to Intimate Moments with me, Amanda Makaboka, right here on Radio Pulpit. We are talking about a season where you feel distance with your partner. You don't feel that communicate. Yeah, that oneness. You don't feel that that emotional connection. There's no intimacy. It's just dry. So we are talking about that right here on Intimate Moments. Let us talk about what really creates that emotional gap between couples. In marriage, distance doesn't appear overnight. It builds quietly, moment by moment, often unnoticed, until silence becomes too loud to ignore. Here are three common roots of emotional distance that I've seen over time. Number one, unspoken expectations. We enter into marriage with dreams, habits and hopes, many of which we never say out loud. You expect your wife to be this, you expect your husband to be this, you expect everything, man. You have those expectations, you know, when you are single and someone proposes to you, you have that marriage in your head. You want to see things like this. You want to be like this with your husband. You want to do these things with your husband. And some, you don't see them out loud. You don't communicate them. You start to think your partner should know what you need. But love doesn't work on assumptions. It works on communications. If you don't communicate what you want to see in your partner, if you don't communicate how you want things to be done, your partner won't be able to read your mind. You have to be able to communicate, to say what you want to say what you want to see, because you are building here, and both of you have a vision, but you have to communicate these visions and come up with one vision that will make your marriage. Every marriage out there is different. Every marriage is unique. So you don't take what you've seen between your parents and try to bring it here in your marriage. You don't take what you see in those you looked up to and try to bring it here. You ask God to reveal to you what kind of marriage is He getting you into. What is the purpose of this marriage? And therefore you sit down with your partner. You communicate everything. For an example, I had a guest here who said something. We were talking about communication, and he's a marriage counselor. He mentioned something about how he was counseling a couple that were having a difficult time because of one simple thing. There was something they did not communicate, like working abroad. One partner got a job. He was supposed to go abroad. The other partner did not approve. That caused a lot of havoc in the relationship, in the marriage. So do you see the importance of communicating everything? Because if you now communicate about, okay, my husband, if I would get an opportunity to go abroad maybe for a year or two, how would you feel about that? So that when this thing comes, you know exactly where you are. You know the vision of this marriage. You are able freely to say no because you know your partner doesn't approve, or you have agreed on something. So it's very important to talk about everything and anything. How do you want to raise your children? How, even in simple things, how do you want things to be done here at home? How do you want your wife to cook? Some would say that's nothing, but it's a big deal to others. You don't bring what you have seen. You bring what you hear from your partner. You hear what he wants to do, what he wants you to do, and how does he want you to do. So it's very important to communicate your expectations. Unspoken expectations can bring that gap emotionally between you and your partner. Number two, it's unhealed heart. Even before we get into marriage, there are things that break us. There are disappointments. There's so much that happens. Every marriage collects wounds. So if you don't deal with your wounds before you even get into marriage, that can affect your marriage. Because you will get into marriage and there are also other wounds that you get inside the marriage. So tell me, if you didn't work on your heart, you didn't work on your wounds before you get into it, and then you collect other wounds when you are inside here, it can be a big problem for your marriage. So every marriage collects wounds, small or big. When they are not dealt with, they turn into walls. Yeah, you know, when you are building a wall makes you not to see the other side. A wall makes you not to be able to understand or to know what is going on to the other side. So all these wounds, if they are not dealt with, they will build that wall, and it's those things that create a gap emotionally between a couple. You have to make sure that you work on your wounds, you find ways on how to heal, you find ways, you communicate this with your spouse so that they know what is going on in your heart. So that it's easy for them to understand you, to understand when you are making mistakes, that, okay, my partner has gone through this and this. Now, let us find a way on how to heal one another. Sometimes it's not about today's argument. It's about the apology that never came. So those small things, we have to work on them. The trust that was broken, that was shaken, or the words that cut too deep. So if for instance, you have a wound that you have never worked on, and your partner does something and doesn't apologize, and that opens that wound again, you have to go back. You have to go back and work on it, because every little thing that your partner does, it's going to open a wound. It's going to trigger something. Find out why you are triggered. I know some other things have happened to us when we were very young, but you never really knew that this is a wound. I have to deal with it until your partner triggers it, and now you understand, or you try to go back, oh, this is why I react this way when my partner says something like this, or when he does this. It's the wound that I've never dealt with, and that will bring a wall, that will build a wall between you guys. So unhealed wounds will open a gap emotionally between you and your partner. The first one is unspoken expectations. The second one is unhealed heart, is unhealed wounds. So we have to deal with that. Communicate. Number two, deal with your wounds. Number three is misalignment in communication styles. What one partner talks to solve, the other talks to express. One withdraws to think, the other needs closeness to feel secure. Until both understand how the other communicates, connects, or become a struggle. I remember, again, we did speak about this. We did touch on this on previous episodes here on Intimate Moments, how you must understand your partner. It's very important to understand your partner. Some people, for an example, are loud when they are talking, and some men would interpret that as being disrespectful, whereas the wife is respectful, but she's just loud. She normally, like, where she grew up, or how she was raised, like, her family are just people who speak loud. It's not that she's disrespectful. It's how she is. So it's very important for the other to understand, man, because if you don't understand your partner, that would also bring a gap between you emotionally. Make sure you understand your partner. Make sure you know what he wants and all those things. Communication is very important. Some you have to communicate. Some you have to learn your partner. But most importantly, we'll always go to prayer. We'll always go back to prayer. You pray, you pray, you pray. If you notice now that, no man, I don't understand my partner at all, go to that prayer closet. Pray to God. God is the only person who really, really, really knows your partner, even more than your partner knows herself or himself. So the only person that can help you in that is God. God will make you understand your partner. God will reveal things to you that will make you understand your partner. The second thing is communion between you and your partner, like sitting down and reading the word. You know, when your partner you'll see how he handles, how he interpret scriptures and everything. Now you learn there that, okay, my partner attacks things this way. My partner drives things this way. Because when you do things now, you're able to know, think, and be like, oh, okay. And don't be in a hurry to respond or to do things. Think before, okay, how is my partner going to take this? How is my... In simple things, if you are out there going, you are shopping and you see something that, okay, I would love to buy for my partner, you will always have to think, are you the one who likes this for him, or would he really like it? Vice versa. So don't do things that you love for your partner. One of my guests said, don't make your love languages your partner's love languages. Learn his love languages so that you do what he likes, and he will do your love languages to you. Don't expect him to do, don't expect him to want to want to show you love the way you want love to be expressed. Leave that to him, and also learn him. So that is understanding one another. It's very important. First one, communicate. Communicate. Communication is very important. Number two, communicate your expectations and everything. Number two, deal with your heart. Past hearts, recent hearts, just deal with your heart. Deal, the Bible says, there's this word, it was here in my mouth right now. Guard your heart, yes. Guard your heart in everything. Guard your heart in everything. It comes back here. Work on your heart. Guard your heart. If you see that there's something that when I think about it, I get angry. When I think about it, I become moody. When I think about it, I become not just, I'm not myself. When I think about it, it triggers something. Work on it. Try to find out, why is it hurting you? What happened? Go back and communicate this with your partner so that he understands you. He understands where you're at. It's easy for him to get you. Number three, misalignment in communication styles. Understanding your partner, how he is, how he wants things to be done, and so on and so forth, so far. So distance is the death of love. If you guys are distance, if you guys, there's a gap between you emotionally, if there's no connection anymore, it's a signal, a reminder that something needs to be done, something needs attention, something needs to be worked on. So if you are willing to work on your relationship, please, please, please make sure that you deal with your heart issues. Make sure that you communicate your expectations. Make sure that you understand your partner so that you work, you build on this marriage. There's a lot in marriages. So if you are not able to work things between the two of you, remember they are still in-laws. They are still children. There's a lot that is outside of this marriage. So you have to make sure that you deal with the things of your heart. We deal with whatever that is between you and your partner. So it's easy to flow to the outside world. It's easy to flow to the in-laws. It's easy to flow to the children, because you understand one another. You are able to deal with issues. You are able to deal with issues between the two of you. So it's easy to deal with issues that are outside of the marriage but will affect your marriage. Let us go to an ad break. We are coming back just
now. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
The words of the Lord are words of life. You hear it on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.